Hare Krishna, dear devotees, and welcome to our ongoing series of lectures entitled Preaching is the Essence. And in recent weeks, we've been interested in the many moons that Srila Prabhupada attracted to his movement.
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好，欢迎大家继续来聆听我们的系列课程《传播是精髓》。最近几周我们都有幸采访到圣 Prabhupada 吸引到他的运动当中来的很多轮明月。
Today we have another moon, following us, Bibi Govinda Maharaj, who doesn't really need any introduction.
今天我们又有幸邀请到圣 Prabhupada 的另一轮明月，他就是圣 Bibi Govinda Swami Maharaj。实际上 ，Bibi Govinda Maharaj 是不需要我们做太多的介绍的。
He's endeared himself to the hearts of so many devotees around the world through his very beautiful kirtan.
因为他精彩美妙的 kirtan 唱诵，他已经成为全世界各地的奉献者心中非常亲近的人了。
Very dear friend, and so briefly he joined.Prabhupada's movement in the early 70s.
他也是我的一位很亲近的朋友，他是在20世纪70年代初的时候加入到圣 Prabhupada 的运动当中来的。
Many of the early devotees, he was distributing books, and I believe practically from the beginning he's been a fabulous cook.
就像很多早期加入我们的运动当中的很多奉献者一样 ，Bibi Govinda Maharaj 一加入的时候，也参与到了派食物服务当中来，而且他也是从一开始就是一个特别出色的厨师。
Early on, he made his way to Sri Vrindavan Dham.
他很早就去到了 Sri Vrindavan Dham.
And He's been based there for longer than I can remember.
他在 Vrindavan 待的时间长的我都记不清了。
Later on, he joined the governing body commission as a GVC member.
后来他又加入到了 GVC 管理委员会，成为管理委员会的成员之一。
He is initiating spiritual mastery.
当然，他也是一位启迪灵性导师。
And he travels the world, enlivening everyone through his association, his Krishna Katha, and his beautiful kirtan.
他也在全世界旅行，通过他的亲身联谊，他讲述的美妙的 Krishna Katha 有关 Krishna 的话题，以及他精彩的 kirtan。让他所到之处的每个人都很受鼓舞。
So thank you, Maharaj, for joining us.
感谢 Maharaj 能够来到我们的节目。
Thank you, Maharaj, for inviting me to be with you today.
感谢 Maharaj 能够邀请我。
Yeah. Please tell me how to serve you. So devotees always want to hear howThe early devotees join Krishna consciousness. It really touches their hearts and it enlivens them. So if you could share a bit of that with us.
奉献者们都很喜欢听早期的奉献者是怎么加入 Krishna 之觉的。听了他们的故事之后，奉献者通常都会感到很受触动，很受鼓舞。您能不能也跟我们分享一下您自己的故事？
Okay.I was born in America in 1951. I was born in a southern state called Tennessee.
1951年，我出生在美国南部的一个州，田纳西州。
My father was in the entertainment industry. My mom was a farm girl from a state called Kentucky.
我父亲在娱乐行业工作，我母亲来自于一个州叫做肯塔基州，她是一个农场的女孩。
Born in Africa in the Congo.
So my dad was born in the heart of Africa in 1917.
我父亲出生在1917年，出生在非洲中部的一个地方。当时他的父母是刚果的基督教的传教士。
And he lived in Africa the first 15 years of his life.
他的前15年就是在非洲度过的。
His parents sent him back to America to Shucheon. Please complete this call. His parents sent him back to America for his education.
之后他的父母又把他送回到美国接受教育。
During his university, he got into entertainment. His university, he got into entertainment, and he was a radio personality.
大学毕业之后，他就在娱乐行业从事工作。他主要是在电台工作。
And he moved to. He and my mom moved to.A place called Memphis in the late 1940s.
我父亲和母亲在20世纪40年代末的时候搬到了一座叫做 Memphis 的一个城市。
He worked in entertainment. He worked on a radio station at that time.
当时他也依然还在娱乐行业工作，当时是在一个电台工作。
Just beginning of the rock and roll era in the world.
当时正是全球摇滚乐开始盛行的时候。
He was the manager of one young artist whose name was Elvis Presley.
他是当时的一位摇滚乐手，年轻的摇滚乐手 Elvis Presley 的经纪人。
Ma Wong was like my big brother.
也就是猫王，我小时候猫王就像是我的大哥。
You know, my dad and Ma Wong, they parted, and my dad, he stayed in the entertainment industry, but we shifted to another city in Tennessee, and I grew up there. Now,
后来我父亲又和猫王分开了，不过他依然在娱乐行业在工作。之后我们又搬到了田纳西州附近的一个地方，我们就在那里生活。
Now, I think that I had, in time I was young, I had impressions, plenty, from visiting my grandfather, when my grandfather would come to visit from Africa. When I was young, I always went to church, and children and our family, and I was the only guy that liked to go to church.
我想我从很小的时候就有一些灵性的印记。在当时我的祖父从非洲来看我们的时候，当时我已经表现出有一些灵性的倾向了，因为我们兄弟姐妹总共是7个人，而我是唯一一个会去教堂的人。
Sing in the choir. I like to participate in the youth groups and church.
我经常喜欢去教堂里面参加唱诗班，和他们一起唱歌。我喜欢参加到青少年唱诗班里。
I always had questions about spirituality.
对于灵性，我有很多问题。
Yeah, it says my internet connection is unstable, sorry. It's okay. It's good. Okay. So did you translate that last part, Shambhalila? Because I always had questions about spirituality.
在灵性方面，我总是有一些问题，有很多问题。
So much interested in just the form of a religion, but I was more interested in the spiritual essence behind a religion. So,
我感兴趣的并不是宗教的外在的形式，而是它内在的灵性的精髓。
When I was about 10, I had friends, we started, you know, reading like Indian spiritual books and thinking about yoga and talking about philosophy. Very interesting period in America at that time.
当时我就有一些朋友，他们也喜欢去阅读一些有关印度哲学方面的书，我也会跟他们一起阅读，跟他们一起探讨瑜伽思考瑜伽哲学等等。当时也是美国一个很特殊的时期，当时是一个特殊的文化运动时期。
There's a type of movement going on in society. The young Americans were not just accepting what their parents were telling them as being reality and happiness, but they were looking for more.
当时美国社会的年轻人已经不再安于去接受他们父母给他们灌输的有关现实、有关快乐的一些概念，他们想要追寻的更多，想要寻找更多。我就是这样其中的这样的年轻人当中的其中一位。
1969, I went to university for 1 year.
1969年，我去上大学，上了一年。
I wanted to study speech and drama.
我想在大学学习演讲。和戏剧表演和戏剧。
I wanted to be able to communicate ideas to people.
我想学习向别人传达我的意思。
It took me all of 1 year in university to become fully disillusioned with what I was learning there.
可是这一年大学生涯却让我对于大学所要学的东西失去了的幻想破灭了。
Quit university.
于是我就离开了大学。
My thinking process was, if I have a good university education, maybe I'll be able to make money or have a good position in the world, but it's not necessarily going to make my heart happy.
因为当时我心里想的是，如果我能够完成大学的学业的话，我很可能能够得到一份很好的工作，能够赚到钱，能够在社会上得到一个很好的地位，但肯定不会让我的内心感到快乐的。
So by the summer of 1969, I heard about the Hare Krishna devotees.
1969年夏天的时候，我就开始听到了有关哈利·克什纳奉献者们。
One music festival, didn't have any conversation. Saw them a year later at the same music festival. They gave me a piece of watermelon prasadam.
第一年是在一个音乐节上遇到奉献者们的，但是当时没有机会和他们对话。第二年依然是在那个音乐节。他们给了我一块西瓜，是 prasadam。
That's like coming up to like the autumn of 1970.
那应该是到了1970年的秋天了。
Something interesting was going on inside of myself.
其实当时我的内心已经发生着一些挺有意思的变化。
Vegetarian.
我开始成为素食者。
And I knew that, drinking beer with my friends was not good, so I stopped doing that.
我知道跟朋友去喝酒不好，所以也就不再去喝酒了。
Some principles were starting to wake up.
有一些原则开始在我内心苏醒过来。
Still had all of my questions about spirituality.
可是我对灵性还是充满着种种的疑问。
And, then by the spring of 71, I went to one music festival.
1971年春天的时候，我又去参加一个音乐节。
And the entire way to that festival, I was praying to God.
在整个音乐节期间，我就一直不停地在向神祈祷。
And I was saying, God, when I get there, please let me meet Hare Krishna.
我内心在祈祷，我说神啊，如果我到了那里，请让我遇见那些 Hare Krishna 的人们吧。
Mantra that I had going, please let me meet a Hare Krishna. Please let me meet a Hare Krishna.
这就像一个 mantra 一样，我在心里面一直在重复，请让我遇到 Hare Krishna 的人们吧，请让我遇到 Hare Krishna 的那些人们吧。
Up there, I got out of the car and I started walking into the festival area. And the first person I saw was the Hare Krishna devotee.
我下了车之后就往那边走，遇到的第一个人就是 Hare Krishna 的奉献者。那是 Sri Govinda。
Govinda, yeah, I met, and that was Sri Govinda. And I walked up to him, and he looked at me very boldly, and he said, "Chant Hare Krishna."
我见到他的时候，他就很大胆地朝着我说，唱诵 Hare Krishna。
So I said.Prasadam also.
他也说了，呀，荣耀 Prasadam。
Where do I go?
我就问他说，那我要去哪儿呢？
Hey, Shamalila, I don't know who's controlling this page, but could you highlight Giridhar Swami so I can see him clearly? You can't see me? Now I can see you. But otherwise, you're just in a little box at the top of the screen, and it's hard for me to see. I said, where do I go?
我就问他说，那我去哪儿呢？
Whatever works will do. He said, well, you just walk about 50 meters and the devotees will be sitting and chanting Hare Krishna.
他说你就往前走大概15米的距离，你就会看到奉献者们在那里坐着唱诵 Hare Krishna.
So I walked and it was just the time when the sun was setting.
我就往前走，当时正值太阳落山的时候。
A circle of many, many young people, and I carefully like made my way through all of those young people.
我看到很多年轻人围着他们，我就穿过这些年轻人往前走。
Remember, I was a young people too.
但别忘了，当时我也是年轻人。
There were the devotees.
穿过人群之后，我就看到了奉献者们就在那里。
So beautiful, so like girls wearing saris.
Okay.
Braided hair, lock. One girl had like a big nose ring, and she had a chain that went to her ear. And I was thinking, oh, this is amazing.
我看到奉献者太美了，那他们女孩子们穿着 sari。我看到一个女孩子，她她有一个鼻环，非常的漂亮，又有一个链子拉到耳根，当时我就很震惊，简直太美了。
We just wore regular shirts, shaved heads and sitas, and they had these beautiful old Indian posters of Krishna standing by the Jamuna, burning large amounts of the most horrible incense in the world.We had one company called Spiritual Incense. It smelled so bad. And they had one strawberry incense that was rooted out of this strawberry smoke were coming out. But they were singing Hare Krishna.
当时男孩子们都穿着dhoti，那时候还没有kurta，所以男孩子们都穿着普通的衬衫，留着西卡，涂着提拉克。我记得当时他们燃着很多很多特别难闻的香。那时候有一个公司叫做灵性天空公司，他们生产这种香。我记得有一种是草莓味的香，真的特别特别难闻。整个空气当中都弥漫着草莓味的香的味道，但是太难闻了。不过无论如何，他们在唱诵 Hare Krishna。
He just looked and I was amazed. He knew the words of the mantra from reading yoga books.
我就一直在看着他们，感到特别的惊叹。 他们唱诵的这个 mantra 的歌词，我之前在读瑜伽书的时候有看到过。
And the simple melody that they were singing.
我就在听他们唱诵的曲调。
Then I sang.
就跟着他们一起唱。
The first mantra I sang. After that, I became overwhelmed in ecstasy.
唱诵了第一首 mantra 之后，我就感到陷入了狂喜之中。
And it was like my mind stopped this business of asking questions constantly. Like the hairs on my body were standing up, felt like crying. Continue singing. Kirtan was stopped. It started thinking again.
当时我的大脑本来一直在不断的在询问题，提很多问题，可是在唱诵的时候，不知怎的，我的大脑瞬间停止了去思考，去发问。我感到全身都毛发直竖，感到有想要哭的冲动。突然 Kirtan 戛然而止，然后我的大脑又开始思考了。
And my first thought was,This sound or this song that I just sang was God. The thing that I'd ever experienced in my life that had the power to control my mind like that sound.
我当时第一个想法就是，刚刚我唱诵的这首歌，这个声音就是神，因为我在生活当中还从来没有体验过有这样一个东西能够如此控制我的心意，控制我的大脑，像这样的这个声音这样有力量的控制我的大脑。
Then the young people started to walk away after the kirtan. One of the young girls had seen that I had had some type of experience. Like Sri Govinda's wife.
Kirtan结束之后，人群就开始慢慢散去了。有一位女孩子，那是 Sri Govinda 的妻子 Shrilaika， 她就向我走过来。她因为她看得出我对 Kirtan 有一些特别的体验。
I started to walk away, and she came running up to me.
我也开始正要走开的时候，她就向我跑过来。
She said, "Please, please wait. I want him."I said, what is prasadam? It's food cooked with love for Krishna. And I had no idea who Krishna was.
他就向我跑过来说，请你等一等，等一等，我给你一些 prasadam. 我说，什么是 prasadam? 他说 prasadam 就是怀着爱心为 Krishna 做的食物。当时我根本不知道Krishna 是谁。
And I said, okay, please. And so she went.And she brought me a little cup that had halava.
我就说那好吧，他就跑回去给我拿了一杯的halava.
And I tasted the halava, and when I tasted that halava, it had the same effect on me that the chicken had done to me. And when I started functioning again, I said, "What is this made with?"
我就品尝了他给我的这杯 halava， 我发现这杯 halava 给我的带给我的影响和刚刚唱诵的这个 mantra 给我的影响是一样的。我就开始问他，我说这个是什么做成的？
He said butter, flour, sugar, and water.
他告诉我说有黄油，有面粉，有水，有糖。
And I said, but that's impossible.
我说那不可能。
I said, because I eat this combination every day of my life. I would go to school in the morning, I would get up, I would put on a pot of water in the kitchen, and while it was going to boil, I would go to the bathroom, take a shower, then I'd come back, and I'd mix the flour inside, and I'd put sugar inside, and then I'd pour it in my bowl and put like,A half a kilo of butter on top and eat that for breakfast.
因为我平时每天基本上都是用 这几样材料组合来做饭的，尤其是我每天上学之前，我就先烧一盆水，然后让水烧着，我去沐浴，沐浴回来，水烧开了之后，我就会放一些面粉、黄油、糖，这样煮熟了，盛一碗，这就是我的早餐了。
That stuff I cook never tasted like this.
这个东西我做过很多次，但是从来没有做出这样的味道。
Oh, we put a special ingredient in ours.
他就说，我们在我们的食物当中放了一种特别的佐料。
What's that? That this has the saliva of Krishna. I went, oh my god.
他回答说，因为我们的食物当中有 Krishna 的唾液。我就在想，哦天哪，我虽然不知道 Krishna 是谁，但我的印象，听了他的话，我的印象就是那 Krishna 的唾液一定是很好吃的了。
Hey, Shivcharan.Excuse me just for a second. Give me some lemonade to drink. And after I thanked her very much, she looked at me and she said, What is your name? And I said, My name is Sean. She said, Bhakta Sean.
之后他又拿了一些喝的给我。我跟他说非常感谢你。然后他问我说你叫什么名字？我说我的名字叫 Sean， 然后他说 Bhakta Sean。
Can you do something for me？
他说你，他就问我说你可不可以为我做一件事
？Can do something for you？ She said you can. You promise you'll do it for me？
我说我可以。他说那你答应我，你可以为我做。
I want you to walk around this festival tonight.Person you meet, I want you to tell them how wonderful is chanting the holy names of Krishna. Sure, I can do that.
他就跟我说，我想让你今天晚上在这个音乐节转一圈，没遇到一个人，你要跟他去分享唱诵 Krishna 的圣名是多么美妙。
So that night, everyone I met.The most wonderful thing you can do is to chant Hare Krishna.
我说好的，这个我能做到。所以那天晚上我走的过程当中，每遇到一个人，我就跟他说，你能够做的最美妙的一件事情就是唱诵 Hare Krishna.
And some years later, I had the realization that was my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, speaking through the lips.Of that young lady. Over 50 years now, Prabhupada has blessed me to travel all over the world and just try to help people to understand that the most wonderful thing you can do is to chant Hare Krishna.
几年后我才觉悟到这一点，那是我的灵性导师Srila Prabhupada通过那位年轻女孩子的口在对我说那句话。所以在过去的这五十多年，圣普拉布帕的也给了我这个祝福，让我在全世界旅行，并且向我遇到的人说同样的话，告诉他们，让他们明白你能够做的最美妙的事情就是唱诵 Hare Krishna。 第二天早上我又去找奉献者们，和他们一起唱诵了，唱诵完就离开了。
I felt like I had lost the best friends that I had ever met in my life.
唱诵完他们就离开了，他们离开之后，我感到我失去了我生命当中能够找到的最好的朋友。
And from there, I went to a city.In New York State. And after I was in that city for about 2 days, I was riding the bus one morning, and I looked out the window,
And devotees from Buffalo, New York were standing on the street chanting Hare Krishna.
不久之后呢，我又去到了纽约州的一座城市，去了两天。有一天早上，去了两天。有一天早上，我坐公交车的时候，突然往窗外看，就看到奉献者，来自布法罗市的奉献者们在大街上在唱歌跳舞。
Off the bus, walked to the devotees. I got in line. I looked down to make sure my feet were moving the right way when they were. And I started singing. And I went into ecstasy. In a half hour, one devotee, he became brave and he walked up to me. Do you know anything about this chanting? I said, no. I only know.
看到他们之后，我就下了车，加入了奉献者的队列，跟他们一起唱诵。因为他们在跳舞，我也很关注我的腿脚的移动，确保我在我跳的和他们是同一个步调。就这样，我就跟他们一起唱诵跳舞，又再次陷入了非常狂喜的状态中。大概半个小时之后。有一位奉献者很勇敢地走到我跟前说，你对这个 Hare Krishna 的唱诵了解吗？我说我不了解，我只知道我很爱唱诵。
Please take the phone call. Getting a call, Vimi Prashadam, they gave me too much chili inside. Give me some cake, please. Prashadam and I went into ecstasy. At the end of the day, they said, come with us.Back to our city. I can't because I don't have my belongings with me here. Okay, we're coming back on Friday.
当时因为是周一他们唱诵完之后他们给了我 prasadam, 给了我豆汤那个豆汤里面有好多辣椒，之后他们也给了我蛋糕。唱诵跳舞结束之后那一天快结束的时候，奉献者跟我说，你跟我们回我们的城市吧。我说不行，我还没有带我的随身用品。然后他们就说，那好吧，下次我们周五来的时候你就可以跟我们一起走了。
And chant and come back. Friday morning I was downtown about 6 o'clock in the morning waiting for the devotees.
他们就跟我说，下次周五我们来的时候，你再跟我们唱诵跳舞，完了以后跟我们一起回去。到了周五那天早上6点多的时候，我就到了市中心等着奉献者。
1 o'clock, and I got in their van to Buffalo, New York. Interesting. We were so poor in our van, we didn't have seats.So we sat on boxes of Back to Godhead magazines.
那天唱诵完之后，奉献者大概是11点到的。唱诵完之后，我就上了他们的车。当时我们特别穷，我们的车上都没有座位，所以大家都坐在装《回归神手》杂志的杂志的那个箱子上。
And as soon as the devotees sat down in the van, they all started doing like this. Chicharan, as soon as they sat on the boxes, they started going like this. They're great yogis, and they're going into trance.
奉献者们一坐上车，一坐上《回归神手》杂志的那个箱子，他们就开始。迷迷糊糊，眼睛开始慢慢的闭上，然后头慢慢的低垂下来。我就很惊讶的看着他们，我说哇，他们都是伟大的瑜伽师呀。
Somebody pushed one of the volumes of the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam that Srila Prabhupada had brought from India, pushed that in my hands and said, read this.
过了一会儿，有个人拿了圣普拉布帕带到美国的圣典布加瓦坛第一篇塞到我手里说，你读这个。
And I opened it.
我就打开了那本书。
And like something's going crazy here. Oh, Bhagavate. And the next thing I know is this van was parking in front of the Buffalo Temple.
拿到书之后我就开始、尝试着读第一个世界的梵文 Om Namah Bhagavate、不一会儿我就注意到车已经到了、布法罗庙宇的门外了、
and I was waking up.
车停了我也醒过来了
Smile said, oh.Maybe I'm one of them.
当时我就笑了，我在想，或许我也是他们其中的一员。
I went in the temple, they're having evening kirtan, I started dancing and chanting in ecstasy. After the kirtan, Gunagrahi Maharaj came to me and he said, what is your name? Sean. Oh, I have a gift for you. So he took me upstairs to the brahmachari room. He had just been initiated.Cabinet, he had his beads from that he chanted on before initiation. He was in the temple for about a half an hour. This is my gift to you. And I said, what do I do with it? And he immediately taught me how to chant japa. It was a very quick process. And
到了庙里的时候，正好是晚RT的时候，所以大家又开始 kirtan 唱诵了。我就跟大家一起跳舞唱诵。大概半个小时之后唱诵完了，然后 Gunagrahi Maharaj 就走到我跟前问我说，你叫什么名字？我说 Sham。 他说 Sham、我有一件礼物给你。他就把我带到了楼上 Brahmachari 们住的地方，然后从他的柜子里面取出一串念珠。当时他也不过是刚刚启迪而已，他拿出来的念珠是他启迪前念的念珠。他说，这是我给你的礼物。我说，那我拿这个做什么呢？他马上就给我教怎么念诵加帕了。这简直是一个速成的程序，非常太快了，因为我只到庙宇半个小时而已。然后他开始又给我一些甜奶球吃。
Transcendental things. He was watching, he said, oh, it's 9 o'clock. It's time for us to take rest.
之后他又给我讲了很多很超然的话题。过了一会儿他看了看表说，哦，九点了，我们该休息了。
And I said, why are you taking rest so early?
我就问他说，你为什么要这么早休息呢？
Because tomorrow,You're getting up at 3:30 in the morning.
他说因为明天早上我们三点半就要起床。
You're crazy.
我说你疯了。
He said, no, no, you're crazy.
他说不不是你疯了。
The longer you spend time with us here, you will actually understand how crazy you really are.
他说你越在这里跟我们待的时间越长，你越会意识到你是多么的疯狂。
Morning 3:30, they were waking me up.
第二天早上三点半的时候，他们也把我叫醒了。
Walked me into the shower.
有人把我带到沐浴的地方。
It's cold shower.
是冷水沐浴。
Stairs, back upstairs, and a dhoti on me.
沐浴完之后又上了楼，有人给我裹上了兜屉。
Somebody grabbed a shirt, put it on me.
有人抓了一个衬衫给我穿上。
They painted tilak on my forehead.
有人给我额头上涂上提拉克。
And I had long hair. They pulled my hair back and tied it with a rubber band. Mangalarti.
当时我去的时候是留着长发的，所以有人就把我的头发帮我系起来，用橡皮筋系到后面， 就这样，我就跟他们一起去参加 Mangalarti 了。
Mangalarti, my first day, I chanted 14 rounds.
参加完 Mangalarti, 那是我的第一天。那第一天我念诵了14圈。
The afternoon we went on Harinam.
下午我们又出去做 Harinam 了。
The next day was the Sunday feast.
第二天是周日大餐。
They let me peel potatoes in the kitchen.
他们让我去厨房，削土豆皮儿。
And the feast was so good.
大餐真是太美了。
It's like a feast from another world.
感觉就是来自另外一个世界的大餐。
After the feast, I was walking upstairs to the Brahmachari room.
大餐结束之后，我就去到了楼上 Brahmachari 们住的房间。
And then my temple president just appeared out of nowhere.
当时突然我们的庙长不知道是从哪里来的，就突然就出现在我面前。
With one devotee, his name is Bhakta Steve.
他旁边还有一位奉献者，名字叫 Bhakta Steve.
President, his name is Tejas Prabhu. Prabhu is like a very sort of intense person.
当时我们的庙长名字叫 Tejas Prabhu. Tejas Prabhu 是一个性格很强势的人。
Are you sure? I said, no, I don't like it, I love it.
他就问我说，你喜欢这儿吗？我跟他说，不，我不是喜欢，我是爱。
It's the most wonderful thing here.
他问我说，那你觉得这里最美妙的东西是什么？
I said, the devotees.And the singing, these are the two most wonderful things.
我说奉献者们还有唱歌，这是最美妙的两件事。
And he said, what are your plans?
他就问我说，那你有什么计划？
And I said, well, I have already purchased tickets for a big music festival. So.
我说我已经买了一个大型音乐节的票了。
Actually, to meet my brother and go there. After going there, I'd like to come back here. And then Bhakta Steve spoke.
我得和我哥哥一起去参加那个大型的音乐节。参加完大型音乐节之后，我还是愿意回到这儿的。
Steve has a very big dramatic voice.
接着 Bhakta Steve 就开始说话了。 Bhakta Steve 有一副很深沉很有戏剧性的嗓音。
Bhakta Steve became Pancharatna Prabhu.
Bhakta Steve 就是后来启迪之后的 Pancharatna Prabhu.
Pancharatna's got a big voice, doesn't he? And when I said I want to go, he looked at me and he said,No! Go!
What?
You must stay here 3 months. But if you go now, Maya will catch you. And I just looked at Steve and I said, okay.
Dr. Steve 就用很深沉、很大声、很戏剧性的声音说，不，你不能离开，你必须在这里待3个月，你就知道 Krishna 知觉的一切了。如果你现在要走， Maya 一定会抓住你。听了 Bhakta Steve 的话之后，我就说，哦，那好吧。
Went to the temple on Friday night. First night I ever visited, I never left.
周五晚上，我就又回到了庙里。那是我第一次进入住进庙里，住进之后就再也没有离开过。
I have a story. Are you asking?
So based on what you said, and particularly your early years, it seems you always had some attraction to or inclination towards spiritual life.
非常精彩的故事。从您分享的来看，好像从您很小的时候一开始您就对灵性方面有很自然的受灵性方面的事物的吸引。
Sure. Krishna consciousness, and still I'm seeking. The reason I say that is because it seems that you had such a natural attraction. I mean, like the first time you had quite a natural attraction.
的确是这样的，其实在加入 Krishna 之觉之前，我是一个也是一个追寻者，其实我现在依然在追寻，在寻找。我之所以这么说，是因为你从一开始就自然的受到吸引。
Perhaps it was from previous life.
可能这是来自于前世的印记吧。
Explain that, you know, coffee is a continuation. We come to a particular point in one life, and we pick that up in our next life.
因为我们的 Acharya 先辈灵性导师们都有解释到说 ，Krishna 之觉的休息是一个延续。我们在某一生是休息到某个程度，那么在下一生是又会接着去休息的。
Srila Prabhupada is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. When the living being's period of material entanglement is becoming very, like he's frustrated with material life, at that point he comes in contact with devotional principles.
Srila Prabhupada 在永恒的主产业柴太念经当中也有提到说，当生物体在它物质的生存、物质的存在当中感到灰心丧气的时候，终有一天它会接触到奉爱服务的原则。
Undoubtedly, I was blessed because I came in contact with the direct disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most glorious.
毫无疑问，我是得到了祝福的，因为我接触到主柴天尼亚马哈帕波的直接的仆人，我的光荣的灵性导师是拉普拉布帕的。
I did not push pause. I don't want to take any chances with the recording, so you'll have to tell Sati that there's a bit of a space, right? Where nothing is.
Kumash, before sending it to her, I can do some editing.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
I can delete this. Empty space.
Yeah. Just be careful, obviously, when you do it.
Okay. I'll hear carefully.
Okay. I'm back.
Okay. Well, that was quite a story.
真的是很精彩的故事。
So based on what you said, and particularly your early years, it seems that you always had some attraction to or inclination towards spiritual life.
I did, yeah.
Translation.
I guess I was kind of a seeker before I came to Krishna consciousness, and still I'm.So I'm seeking.
根据您所说的，那看上去您在Krishna 之觉的道路上是一直您一直都会在灵性方面是有追求的。Maharaj 说我确实是这样的，我就像算是一个追寻者，而且我现在依然在寻找，在追寻。
The reason I say that is because it seems that you had such a natural attraction. I mean, like the first time you had quite a natural attraction.
我这么说是因为听上去您是有一个对Krishna 之觉天然的是受吸引的。
Perhaps it was from previous life.
Yeah.
我想可能是因为就是来自于前世的印记吧。
Acharya has explained that, you know, coffee is a continuation.
因为我们的 Acharya 们，先辈灵性导师们也有解释到说， 我们在这一世的接触到 Krishna 知觉和修行都是前世的以前生世的延续。
You know, we come to a particular point in one life, and we pick that up in our next life.
我们在某一生世接触或者休息到某一个阶段，那么在接下来的生世又会继续接着修。
And Srila Prabhupada is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Srila Prabhupada 在永恒的主查天台经当中也有提到过。
When a living being's period of material entanglement is becoming very, like he's frustrated with material life, at that point he comes in contact with devotional principles.
在永恒的主查天台经当中，释迦牟尼佛说，当一个生物体对物质的生存感到完全的泄气的时候，他就开始接触到灵性的原则。
And undoubtedly, I was blessed because I came in contact with the direct disciples of, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most glorious teacher, Srila Prabhupada.
我感到特别的幸运，我得到了很大的祝福，是因为我接触到的是Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的直接的奉献者，他的光荣的代表是了 Prabhupada。
So you're in the van, sitting on the box of BTGs, and they shove that.First cant for the Bhagavatam into your hands, and you were trying to pronounce Om Namo Bhagavate I don't know if you got the Vasudevaya or not. And so, was that the first book you received?
您刚刚提到说，您跟着奉献者上了奉献者的车之后，坐在回归神手杂志的箱子上。奉献者就把《圣典波迦谈》的第一篇塞到你手里，那而且你在尝试发出 Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya 这一个祷文。那这本书马谈的第一篇是不是您拿到的第一本书呢
？No, when I'd gone to that music festival, when that girl was leaving, she ran up to me.
其实不是，因为第一次我参加那个音乐节见到奉献者的时候，快要离开的时候，那个女孩子跑到我跟前来。
And she had like a little bag on a strap. And she reached inside and she pulled out a copy of Prabhupada's Little Blue Bhagavad Gita.
她有一个他身上挎着一个小包，他从他包里面取出一本书，就是圣帕布帕德的《博迦梵歌原译》，蓝色封面的。
And she was telling me, "You must get this book. You must get this book."
他告诉我说，你一定要拿到这本书，一定要拿到这本书。
And she said, "Listen to this."
他说你好好听。
And just very randomly, she opened the book.
她就很随机的打开了这本书。
And she read, "There are three gates leading to hell: lust, anger, and greed."
她随意翻了《博迦梵歌》的一页，然后读到一个诗节，就是通向地狱的三重门。色欲、愤怒和色欲、愤怒和贪婪。
And when I heard that, I went, "Oh my God, that explains everything. That explains why this whole world is such a mess. Lust, anger, and greed."
我听了这个诗节之后，我就在想我就有感而发。哦天哪，这个世界简直解释了一切，这个世界真是一片混乱， 都是因为，一切都是因为色欲、愤怒和贪婪啊。
And I told her, I said, look, I have $10 to my name. Please sell me the book.
我就跟她说，我只有10美元，你把这本书卖给我吧。
She said, I can't. I don't know if I'll get another one.
她说不能，因为我不知道我还有没有，还有没有另外一本书了。
And I was saying, please. And she was saying, no, it's the only one I've got.
我就跟他说求求你了，他说不行的，这只我只有这一本。
And then they left.
然后我就离开了。
But later in the afternoon, I met devotees from another temple.
后来那天下午我又遇到了来自其他庙宇的奉献者。
And one devotee, he was very mystical.Very transcendental. He started preaching to me.
有一位奉献者特别的神秘，也特别的超然，他就开始给我传教了。
And later, when he was initiated, his name was Padi Brajacharya Swami.
他之后，接受启迪之后，他的名字叫 Parikacharya Swami。
Did you ever meet him, Giridhari Swami?
I did, yeah.
He was a very transcendental person.
He was.
And... Go ahead.
Parikacharya Swami is a very transcendental person.
And I told him, I said, I met this other girl. She had this blue book. I need to get it.
我就跟他说，我遇到一个女孩，她有一本蓝色的书，我也需要这本书，我也要得到这本书。
He said, I'm sorry, we don't have that. But what we have is, like Prabhupada had just started printing second canto of the Bhagavatam one chapter at a time.
他说对不起，这本书我们没有，但是我们有一本书，因为当时圣普拉巴德在一张一张的出版圣顶波迦他的第二篇。
Very fantastic books. One had a universal form on the front.
非常美妙的，非常漂亮的一本书。其中一个插图就是Krishna 的宇宙形体。
One had a picture of Lord Vishnu or something.
还有一个图片是主 Vishnu 的样子。
And he said, I have these.
他说
he said, if I give you all my money, will you give them to me?
他说我有这本书，我就跟他说我把我所有的钱给你，你能不能把这本书卖给我呀？
He said, sure.
他说当然。
And then he gave me a Back to Godhead magazine.
然后他又给了我一本回归神手杂志。
And so those are the first books I got.
这就是我最初得到的几本书。
The Back to Godhead magazine was very interesting.
回归神手杂志真的很有意思。
On the cover of the magazine, it had a picture of Lord Balaram killing Prolumbasura or some demon.
在回归神手杂志，我拿到的那一期的封面上就看到，就 Balaram 杀死 Prolumbasura 的那个图片。
I was saying, this is very interesting.
我看了以后我觉得这个太有意思了。
And I read that. I read it straight away.
我就立刻读了那本书，那个杂志。
And there was an article Prabhupada was speaking about the Panchatattva.
也有一篇文章，圣普拉帕在讲述 Panchatattva 无圣体。
And I remember him saying,The Panchatattva is so powerful that even if a person keeps a picture of the Panchatattva in a drawer in his house, his entire house will become purified.
Shambhavata 说, Panchatattva 无生体非常的有力量。即使一个人把 Panchatattva 无生体的照片放在他房间的抽屉里面，整个房间都会被净化。
So in that 1 week that passed before I went to the temple, all the young people I met that had so many different ideas, I would simply repeat the words that I'd read in Back to Godhead magazine, and they were all, oh, where do you get this knowledge?
我搬进庙宇前的一周，前一周我遇到了不同的年轻人，他们都有不同的观点。那我就跟他们重复着，我从《回归神手》杂志上读到的内容，他们都很惊讶，你是从哪里听到的这些知识？
That was my first book.
Okay.
这就是我的第一本书。
Well, you've certainly performed a variety of different services through the years, and I mean, amongst them all, which ones have, impacted your life the most, and the ones that you've, I guess, continued to perform all of these years? We go through phases, but there's some services that you excelled in and you continue to do practically to the present.
这么多年您肯定也从事过各种各样的不同的方案服务。那么在这些众多服务当中，有哪些是对您个人影响最大的，或者说你持续一直到今天还在做的，肯定有一些您做的尤其突出的。
When I was young, the happiest service I did and the most blissful service I did was distributing books.
我年轻的时候做过的最喜乐、最开心的一个服务就是派发书籍。
When I would remember Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and I wasn't just attached to the result all the time,I was in ecstasy.
每当我拍书的时候，我会想到主 Chaitanya 和主Nityananda， 想到他们的时候，我就不会去执着于拍书的结果。每次拍书都总是处在狂喜之中的。
I remember always smiling all the time, always happy all the time, and it just seemed like the books would just fly out from my hands.
我只记得当时总是在微笑着的，总是在笑着，总是很开心。书简直就像是从我手中飞出去一样。
And we'd come back to the temple in the evening, and we'd sit and drink milk, and we would all share stories of selling books during the day and how wonderful it was.
每天拍完书到傍晚，我们回到庙里。喝牛奶的时候，我们奉献者之间就会互相分享一天的派书故事，一些很奇妙的、很美妙的派书经历。
And we would hear those stories, and we would all laugh until we would cry, and we'd go to sleep so blissful, and get up in the morning ready for another day.
我们在喝着牛奶，分享着派书故事，经常会笑到眼泪都笑出来，然后我们会非常喜乐的去睡觉休息，第二天早上又准备迎接美好的另一天。
And we didn't have anything.
当时我们真的是一无所有。
You know, in my temple we had like one shower for 50 men.
50, 50.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
因为我们住的庙里面有五十个人共用一个沐浴的一个花洒。
We had We had one sink, one toilet, and one shower for 50 men.
50个人共用一个沐浴，一个沐浴的花洒，一个洗脸池，还有一个马桶。
And everybody would be at Mangalarti right on time.
但是每个人都会准时的出现在Mangalarti节目上。
And the Kirtans were always ecstatic.
Kirtan 永远都是非常狂喜的。
But I only had one.
但是对我来说唯一的问题是。
And it was a real defect that I had. Turned out that I was a very good cook.
这个缺陷就是我是一个特别好的厨子。
So,At a certain point, they wouldn't let me go on Sankirtan anymore, but they made me stay in the temple and cook.
就因为我做饭做得特别好，到了某一个阶段的时候，他们就不再让我出去 Sankirtan 出去派书了，让我留在庙里面做饭。
But I changed my meditation.
那时候我就改变了我冥想的内容。
And my meditation was, you know, I'm doing this cooking, you know, for the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
我当时在做饭的时候，我就想，我在做饭，在烹饪的时候，我是在为，那些为Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的运动付出服务的奉献者们在做饭。
I want them to always eat the best prasadam.
我希望他们永远都能够荣耀到最好的最佳的 prasadam
tastiest prasadam
最美味的 prasadam
nutritious prasadam
最有营养的 prasadam
and I want it to be cooked the way the Srila Prabhupada wanted us to cook
我要按照圣 Prabhupada 的想要我们想要我们做的方式去做饭。
And so that's how I serve Lord Chaitanya, by serving his devotees by always cooking nicely.
这就是我服务主 Chaitanya 的方式，就是总是通过服务，总是去服务他的奉献者，通过给奉献者做非常美味的 prasadam.
And also.I had a deep love for Pujari Seva from the early days.
而且呢，我从开始从早期我就对 Pujari 的技师的服务有着深深的一种爱，热爱。
I started cooking very early, and when I had my second initiation, I was allowed to dress deities, and I love that so much.
我就刚开始是做饭，后来呢，等我接受二次启迪之后，他们就允许我崇拜神像，我开始给神像穿衣服，我特别特别喜欢，特别特别热爱这个服务。
When I look back at those days, I don't know when we slept.
当我回想那段时光的时候，我都不记得我们是睡在哪儿了。
Cooking, Pujari Seva, buying supplies, serving the Vaishnavas Prasadam, and somehow we slept and we did spiritual program also.
我只记得当时一个服务接一个服务做饭普加利的服务然后买日用品服务奉献者给奉献者派饭不知怎么的我们还是觉也睡了灵性活动也做了。
And I had the opportunity by Prabhupada's grace to come to Vrindavan for the first time in 76
借着圣 Prabhupada 的恩典， 1976年的时候，我有幸来到了文达文。
And it seems like we stayed forever in Mayapur.
我感觉好像我们在 Mayapur 待了很长很长的时间。
And all I could think about was, I want to go to Vrindavan.
但是我在想，我内心里面还是很渴望，去 Vrindavan。
And when I finally came to Vrindavan, I felt like I walked back into my home that I had been away from for 25 years.
当我第一次来到 Vrindavan 的时候，我感觉我重新回到了家，而这个家是我离开了25年的家。
Vrindavan stole my heart very quickly.
Vrindavan 很快就偷走了我的心。
And after the festival, when we were going back to the West, I was just praying to Prabhupada and Krishna, please allow me to come back to Vrindavan.
在 Vrindavan 过完节，我回到西方之后，我就在内心不断地向Krishna, 向 Srila Prabhupada 祈祷说，请让我尽快地再回到 Vrindavan 吧。
But then in the summer of 77, I came back.
1977年夏天的时候，我又回到了 Vrindavan。
And here I could, I was cooking for the devotees on wood fires, and I was dressing deities. I was the pujari of Prabhupada's samadhi after he left.
在 Vrindavan 我就烧柴火给奉献者们做饭。圣帕巴的离开之后，我也在服务圣帕巴。在圣帕巴萨玛蒂服务，还有给神像穿衣服。
One time, Srila Prabhupada asked Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami, "How is the prasadam?"
有一次 ，Srila Prabhupada 问Tamal Krishna Goswami， 问他说 ，"Prasadam 怎么样
？"And Goswami Maharaj said, "Oh, Prabhupada."We have a very good boy who has come from Canada, and he cooks excellently for the devotees.
Goswami Maharaj 就回复 Srila Prabhupada 说 ，Oh, Prabhupada, 我们有一个特别好的男孩，他是来自加拿大的，他在为奉献者们做饭，做得非常出色。
And Prabhupada said, "So what does he cook?"
Prabhupada 就问他说，那他都做了些什么呢？
And Goswami Maharaj described each item that I cooked for the devotees.
然后 Goswami Maharaj 就像 Srila Prabhupada 描述了我为奉献者做的每一道菜，每一道饭。
And then Prabhupada said, "Just see. Finally, when the prasadam in India becomes good, I'm too sick to take it."
圣帕巴说，你看看，当印度的奉献者在印度做的普沙达非常出色的时候，我却我身体却病了，已经不能再荣耀了。
And then naturally kirtan and discussing Krishna, that's a deep love and a deep bestower of happiness to my heart.
再就是有关 Krishna 的有关 Krishna 的话题，还有 Kirtan 是我内心最深爱的，非常钟爱的服务。
Well, devotees often like to hear, you know, for someone like yourself who joined Prabhupada's movement as a young person andIn its formative years, what's been your prime motivation to remain a devotee all these years and continue to render devotional service, even though there's been so many challenges and ups and downs, in our movement and all? What's kept you going?
I want to serve Prabhupada.
问题是。奉献者们听到像您这样的 很年轻就加入到 Krishna 知觉当中，而且这么多年来一直还在 Krishna 知觉当中热情的服务着。虽然说我们的社团也经历了各种挑战和起伏，但是您依然还在奉爱服务之中。到底推动你激励您的主要的动力是什么呢？Maharaj 说，我就是想服务 Prabhupada。
Srila Prabhupada saved me.
Srila Prabhupada 救了我。
Srila Prabhupada gave me Krishna's holy names.
Srila Prabhupada 把 Krishna 的圣名给了我。
Srila Prabhupada gave me the words of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srila Prabhupada 把圣典薄伽瓦坛的话语给了我。
Srila Prabhupada gave me the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Srila Prabhupada 把对主持天天马哈帕布的服务给了我。
Srila Prabhupada gave me the hope that in some life, perhaps I would become competent and qualified to serve Radha and Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada 给了我希望，让我相信有，或许在某一世我会有能力，会有资格服务Sri Sri Radha Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada gave me the association of the most wonderful people in this world.
Srila Prabhupada 把这个世界上最优秀、最美妙的人的联谊给了我。
By Srila Prabhupada's grace, I have your association.
也因为 Srila Prabhupada 的恩典、仁慈，我得到了您本人的联谊。
By Prabhupada's grace, I had the association of Tamal Krishna Maharaj.
因为受了 Prabhupada 的恩典，我也得到了圣 Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj 的联谊。
By Prabhupada's grace, I had the association of Sri Ram Sai Maharaj, Indradumna Sai Maharaj, so many great stalwart Vaishnavas.
因为受了 Prabhupada 的恩典，我得到了 Indradumna Swami Maharaj 还有很多其他伟大 Vaishnava 的联谊。
Srila Prabhupada gave me the association with Ritadvaja Maharaj.
Srila Prabhupada 也把 Ritadvaja Maharaj 的联谊给了我。
So, I want to serve my spiritual master to try to show him some gratitude.
所以我就想以此方式通过服务我的灵性导师来表达一下对他的感恩。
And sometimes I know in my life maybe the service has been a little good and sometimes it's been less good, but you know, judging that is all in Prabhupada's hands. I just want to try to serve him however I can.
我知道在我的奉爱服务的旅程生涯当中，肯定有某些阶段某些服务我做得更好一些，某些服务我做得不那么好。但是评判这个好坏是Srila Prabhupada的事情，我只想尽我所能做到最好。
There have been plenty of struggles, you know, as ISKCON has grown over the past 55 years.
当然在圣在ISKCON 过去55年的发展历程当中是有很多的挑战的。
And certainly I have experienced, you know, enough of my own tests on my path of self-realization, Krishna consciousness.
当然我个人也经历了在 Krishna 知觉当中在自我觉悟过程当中的诸多的考验。
But out of gratitude, I just want to serve my spiritual master, whether it's good or bad, that's for him to decide.
但只是因为我想表达对我的灵性导师的感恩之情，所以我就想一直服务他，无论我的服务是好还是不好。
Certainly I'm not an all-star like so many of my great God brothers.
当然我不是全能的明星。不像我的很多伟大的神兄弟那样。
I'm kind of a mischief maker and a joker and a clown.
我只不过是一个调皮捣蛋的开玩笑的人。
I haven't done service like others have done.
我还没做过像其他人做过的那样优秀的服务。
But I'm thankful.
但是我感到充满着感恩之情。
So, now I want to continue serving.
所以我想继续服务下去。
And finally,
and it's just that I know for sure that the only thing that's going to help everybody in this whole world is to hear the holy name of Krishna and to hear the pastimes of Krishna.
我所知道的就是，在这个世界上，唯一能够帮助到所有人的。就是聆听圣名，聆听有关 Krishna 的话题。
And if people do that, they can become perfect.
人们只要做到这两件事情，就能够达到完美。
I want to help my spiritual master.
我想协助。
Everybody can do that.
我想协助，我的灵性导师做到，帮助每个人做到这两件事。
So finally, what message or advice would you like to give to devotees, especially, I guess, younger ones, on how to remain enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness and remain inspired to distribute Krishna consciousness to others?
那最后想问的是，对于尤其是对于年轻奉献者，你有什么样的建议？怎么样能够让他们始终在 Krishna 之觉当中保持热情，热情的去修习，也热情的把 Krishna 之觉派发给其他人
？We all have to do two things.
我们都需要做两件事。
One thing is that we have to be, you know, very attentive to our practice of sadhana bhakti yoga.
一件事情就是在我们个人的 sadhana bhakti 奉爱规范修习的过程当中要特别的专注用心。
Each day of our life, we have to try to improve our quality of chanting Hare Krishna.
我们生命当中的每一天，我们都要竭尽全力提高我们唱诵 Hare Krishna 的质量。
And each study the books of Srila Prabhupada so that Krishna will become revealed.
每一天我们都要认真地研习 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍，这样的话 Krishna 才能把他自己揭示给我们。
Again, Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada says, he says, the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita and chanting of the holy names, they are very complementary to one another.
在博伽梵歌当中，施拉帕瓦迪也说了，唱诵 Hare Krishna 和研习博伽梵歌的哲学，这两个是相辅相成的。
We should always continue this activity and try to improve every single day.
所以这两项活动我们要永远持续下去，而且每一天都要不断的改善。
And then the next thing.Is always serve all of the devotees with love.
接下来第二件事情就是总是怀着爱心服务奉献者们。
This world is such a rotten place.
这个世界简直是糟透了。
I mean, just look at the past year, what's happened in the world.
我们就看看过去一年，全世界发生的事情吧。
Everybody here is struggling.
在这个世界上的每个人都在挣扎着。
And devotees struggle also.
当然，奉献者也有挣扎。
So always give time to serve Vaishnavas.
但是无论如何，他们还是总是会花时间去服务 Vaishnava 奉献者们。
Say some kind words to Vaishnavas.
所以说我们也要总是花时间去服务奉献者，对他们说一些和善良的友善的话语。
Share are your realizations of Krishna consciousness with Vaishnavas.
和 Vaishnava 奉献者们分享一下你在 Krishna 知觉当中的觉悟。
You know, just try to always be positive towards the Vaishnavas.
总是努力保持对 Vaishnava 的积极的态度。
And regardless of everything that we do,We're always going to fall a little bit short.
当然，无论我们做了多少，做了什么，总是会有缺憾的地方，有缺陷的地方。
And we're going to need some extra mercy.
那这就需要我们得到额外的仁慈。
So serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by sharing Krishna consciousness with everyone you meet.
所以，就通过和你遇到的每个人分享 Krishna 知觉来服务是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 吧
according to your ability according to your shakti
根据你的品质根据你的 shakti 能力力量
according to the situation that you live in
根据你所处的环境
according to whatever social regulations we have
根据你所处环境的社会规范社会规则
Try your best to share the holy names and tell people it's the most wonderful thing in the world
努力将圣名分享给人们让他们明白这是这个世界上你能够做到的最美妙的事情
And help people to know that the most lovable person thatWe could ever find to have loving relationship with is Krishna, our eternal friend.
让人们明白，他们最值得爱的对象，最好的在这个世界上能够找到的最好的朋友是 Krishna.
Is that okay, Maharaj?
Too good. Too good. Well.We want to thank His Holiness Bhakti Vrinda Govinda Maharaj for so very kindly sharing his heart with us.
我们非常感恩 Bhakti Vrinda Govinda Maharaj 能够仁慈的敞开心扉和我们分享这一切。
You know, I can say something.
What?
Hello, Shamalila. I'd like to say one thing.
Yes, please, Maharaj.
For like 30 years, I was teaching in Russia.
有30多年了，30多年以来，我都在俄罗斯俄国在教学。
And I always thought that the Russians were the most big-hearted, loving, and hospitable people that I'd ever met in my life.
我一直觉得俄罗斯人是我遇到的心胸最宽广、最热情好客的，是我遇到的最热情好客、心胸宽广的人。
But then I went to China.
可是当我到了中国之后
，and the Chinese devotees, they take love and hospitality and care to another level.
当我到了中国之后，我发现中国的奉献者把爱、关怀还有热情好客的品质又提升到了，在我心中目当中提升到了新的高度。
And I really attribute that to just the kind-natured heart of the Chinese people.
我想。这也是因为 这是因为中国人天性就是心地善良的。
But also because you've been guided in Krishna consciousness for so many years by wonderful God brothers like Giridhar Swami and Narasingha Maharaj and and Chandrasekhar Prabhu and Radhacharan and Krishna Baladev and Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, and so many have just guided you and nurtured you and planted seeds, and I'm eternally thankful to all my God brothers for creating such a beautiful loving yatra.
我想这所以中国奉献者能够展示出这样的品质，一方面是因为你们本性天性使然，中国人的天性使然，但还有很重要的因素是因为，那这么多年来你们都得到很多我的优秀的神兄弟们的指导和滋养，比如说Giridhari Maharaj, Narasimha Maharaj, Chandrasekhar Prabhu, Radhacharan Prabhu, Krishna Baladev Prabhu, 还有 Tamala Krishna Goswami 等等众多优秀的我的神兄弟们，是因为他们在你们内心播下了丰爱的种子，又在持续不断的滋养着你们。我特别的感恩他们，深深的感恩他们能够培养出你们这些可爱的奉献者们。
Always cooperate and serve these Vaishnavas with love, and Krishna will always bless you.
所以，只要你们总是以合作的方式、合作的态度，怀着爱心去服务这些可爱的奉献者们 ，Krishna 一定会给你们很大的祝福、很大的仁慈的。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj, and well, devotees, you have many pearls of wisdom. You have many gems. Of transcendence that you can now reflect on, learn from, and also apply in your lives.
亲爱的奉献者们，相信今天早上 Maharaj 的分享当中，也让大家聆听到了不少的珍珠宝石。希望大家能够攫取其中的金水的部分，也用到自己的 Krishna 智觉的修习当中来。
Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maharaj.
All glories to Prabhupada.
Glories to Prabhupada. All glories to the beautiful devotees of the Chinese Yatra. Hare Krishna.
所有荣耀归于了 Prabhupada， 所有荣耀归于中国 Yatra 的美好的奉献者们。
Bye bye.